Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I need T-Hacks. Expertise.
Actually,
hold on.
Actually, Aaron might be able to help as well.
Yuck. Oh, yeah. Okay.
What are you doing?
Asking.
T-Hack is a master of.
He got you into shoes.
I know he's the master of shoes. And if it's not a shoe question,
it's
I don't
a kid
know what
question.
It's a kid question.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you're not asking me?
Nope. Not the right kind of kid.
Oh, okay. Noah, Mia, if you're listening, she doesn't think you're good kids.
No,
just so you know, that's Aunt Erica.
You're just not.
And she thinks you're.
I'm glad you brought up the word aunt. This is
aunt.
Aunt.
Sorry.
Aunt. This is one of my final years, probably, hopefully, being an aunt with no children of my own.
Ooh.
I feel that okay. means. I mean. Okay. Maybe I've got two more.
I don't have much expertise in that, but I'm all ears.
Yeah. It feels that this is my opportunity to shine with the Christmas gifts for the kids.
Because you are the only...
I am the only... I have a stepbrother who is not does not have kids yet either.
Okay.
So he, Auntie Coley, as we call him.
Okay.
So he's also, but like with my siblings, I'm the only one without kids. So I feel like I can really put some gusto in these gifts.
Do you think that when you have kids of your own, your aunt role diminishes? You're just like, I don't care about
it's not
your
about
kids
not
anymore.
Caring.
It's about my kids.
I just think it changes a little because like when you're all together, you focus on, you're making sure your kid is good.
It just priority shift a little
bit. Yeah.
And you're spread a little thinner when you're buying presents for your kids.
Yes.
Too.
And my sister has pointed out she had a baby around the same time that my brother's wife had a baby.
Okay.
And she's like, I hardly ever held that
the other baby.
Because I was always holding mine.
Wow.
Isn't that so interesting?
Yeah, you wouldn't just swap out and go,
here,
I'm
take
done
mine,
feeding
I'll
this
take
one
yours.
Now. You're just,
yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So she doesn't feel as connected to that kid.
I don't know if it's that, but like she's always had kids when my siblings had kids. So
that's
it's a
crazy.
Different, I feel like I got the best of everything.
Yeah, this is your moment.
My nieces and nephews are like my kids right now.
Yeah.
And sadly someday they won't be. But this means I need advice on what to get them.
So you want to go hog wild?
Kind of without spending like crazy amounts of money. I'm not like rich.
How many are we talking about total?
Well, I've got
that's a good question.
Five.
Eight? Oh my gosh.
I have two girls who are, one's two and one's 9 months.
Well,
and
nine
then
months, those ones, who cares?
Six boys.
You don't have to worry about
from
the little
12
ones.
12 to one.
Mm.
12-year-old, I hope he's not listening. I think he's getting just like a Shields gift card.
No.
Gosh,
12-year-old, you can still get him something cool.
No, he wants to like go shopping for sports clothes.
I know, but you do it.
Mm. No.
It's so lame to have your aunt buy you basketball
it's
shorts.
So cool if your aunt gets it right.
But when it's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's always like a matching set that's navy, and you're like, I don't wear navy.
Right.
Thank you.
No, but just like, get his favorite team, his favorite guy. He's a McCaffrey guy. Like, boom, get him Christian McCaffrey's jersey. Oh my God, you're a hero forever.
Yeah, but then it doesn't fit him in 5 years or even in 2 years at that age. I'm serious.
I just. I want to, like, the gifts where I've won, I can afford to buy somebody a really expensive gift card, right?
Sure.
But you don't win with a gift card. You win with, oh my God, you know me.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got him Vans a couple years ago and he was stoked about that. Yeah. He was really into his shoes at the time. Mm. So
this is a struggle I have because my wife and I have very different gifting styles. She's very thoughtful. She will think of something that I didn't even know I wanted or know I needed.
Yes.
And I'm more of like, you said you wanted this.
Yep.
I got it for you. Mission completed, right?
God, you're like, such a box checker.
But you know what? I did it.
You know, and it's like, you didn't even think about me. It's like, but you asked for this.
Or you mentioned it once and I heard it.
Yeah. That's still good, Hack. Don't beat yourself up for that.
And she's great, but just when I open her gift, I know. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
You feel stupid to be in the presence of the master.
Here's the thing you kind of know is coming.
We're flipped in our relationships. Dane is the gift giver. Last year, he got me so much stuff, and I was like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got you a dachshund hat. I had gotten him a couple other things too, but he's just so good at going like, I bet she'd really love this.
See what I'm saying? And if he just got you a gift card, I know you like
Lulu.
He
would never get me a gift card.
Well, then why are you doing that for your nephew who's 12? Like, that drives me nuts.
Because around 12 is when you want to pick out your stuff.
Well, okay. Are you going to see them? Because traveling with gifts also sucks.
Not on Christmas Day, so I have to ship them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's so great about Amazon.
Like, true.
You can all just be waiting in a locker for you when you hit town. It's just, you don't even ship it to their house.
I'm shipping it to their house. I'm seeing some of them, but any other? Are the kids raving about anything?
I am the complete opposite. I only have two nephews, 3 and 5, and I don't want to get them anything. They have too many toys. They don't need any more.
But that does suck. Hacks in that situation. Yeah. You've got leftover Legos that they don't even know they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I could throw away 50 toys a day, and they won't notice for 3 months. I'm not even joking. Basement is flooded. Basement is flooded. Their room is flooded. Living room is flooded.
Yeah. There is that point, but like being the aunt who gets them the coolest jumpsuit, that's not going to get you there.
Not with the little ones, especially.
You got to go Lego. You got to go.
Yeah.
Like, are they into the K-pop thing? Because that is the thing this year. I don't know what the toys are.
Started weaning out.
Oh.
Yeah, that K-pop Demon Hunters hit its stride at Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
It's still around.
They were still excited.
What's the Christmas present this year then?
I don't know.
If you can afford it, is it still the Switch 2? I mean, that's $500.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. You and your sisters could buy one. Like, this is from all the aunts to the 12-year-old. You want it to just be you?
She's
just pointing to herself. Like, you're so credit. Selfish.
Yeah. I want to be the star.
That's the Christmas spirit right there. You embody it. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know the right present. Do you? What are your kids saying, Hat?
My son just loves Legos. My daughter's getting into Barbie, which is pretty fun.
Oh, that is fun.
Pretty fun. She's got one with little binoculars and the glasses and stuff. So
she's such a girly girl. She's so pink.
She's
and
very,
so yes. pink.
That's what at Thanksgiving she said she was thankful for pink. Which
I love her.
I never thought of that before.
Die.
I might steal her.
I suffer every day trying to find something to be grateful for because I'm such a D-bag. And she's just happy with pink.
With pink, yeah.
Let's try it. What about today?
No, don't ask me today.
Aww.
So let's get suggestions. Yeah. So what about for like, text us with an age. Like, three-year-olds want...
Yeah. I'm looking for like a 4, 5, 6 range would be ideal.
4, 5, 6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's Legos for me. Legos. The Grinch. My son loves the Grinch.
There's a Grinch Lego set.
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
Oh.
Did you know that?
Did you hear that?
What?
I think that we should all move on.
Yes.
Oh. I'm sorry. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.